Robin with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Cuba restore full diplomatic relations. They took the action Monday after more than five decades of hostility. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba now each have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. The U.N. Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting of economic sanctions against Iran. Representatives of all 15 member countries on the council voted in favor of last week's agreement. U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss a number of issues, including the threat posed by Boko Haram militants. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world.
Recently, we saw an election in which a peaceful transition to a new government took place, and it was an affirmation of Nigeria's commitment to democracy.
The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since beginning a new term in office in May. A suicide bombing in the Turkish city of Suruk has killed at least 28 people and left nearly 100 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, although Turkish officials say they have strong reasons to believe it was perpetuated by Islamic State militants. The blast struck a cultural center at the same time a political group was holding a news conference on reconstruction efforts in the Syrian border city of Kobani. Meanwhile, in Kobani, a bomb exploded near a Kurdish militia checkpoint in the city. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter said Monday Israel is, in his words, the bedrock of American strategy in the Mideast. The remarks opened a trip to the region aimed at strengthening U.S. links with allies wary of the Iranian nuclear accord.
The purpose of my trip is to work on all the things that we do together to guarantee the security of American interests in the region, and very importantly, one of those is the security of Israel.
Secretary of Defense Carter was welcomed warmly by his counterpart, Moshe Yaalon. The secretary plans to meet Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Police in southeastern Afghanistan say American helicopters bombed a security outpost Monday morning, killing at least eight Afghan soldiers and wounding several. It appears to be a friendly fire incident. The bombing happened in the Baraki Barak district of Logar province. Provincial Police Chief Mohammed Daoud Ahmadi told local media the airstrike by the international coalition mistakenly hit the Afghan National Army post, saying the suspected target was about a kilometer away in the same area. U.S. officials say they are aware of the incident and an investigation is underway. Economists who help manage companies across the United States say the economy will continue growing at a moderate pace, and some companies are having difficulty finding and hiring people with key skills. The information comes from a survey published Monday by the National Association for Business Economics. Survey respondents also predict inflation will continue at a moderate pace, as falling gasoline prices are somewhat offset by rising wages and food costs. Banks opened Monday in Greece for the first time in 3 weeks. Bank customers will be allowed to make a single withdrawal of $455 a week instead of just $65 in daily withdrawals. However, restrictions on cash transfers abroad will remain in place. Executives from Japan's Mitsubishi Corporation offered an historic personal apology for the company's use of American prisoners of war as forced laborers during World War II. Mitsubishi executive Hikaru Kimura offered a remorseful apology to 94-year-old former POW James Murphy during a public ceremony Sunday at the Simon Wiesenthal Center's Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles. Just days before U.S. President Barack Obama embarks on a fourth trip to Africa, the State Department is renewing a warning of possible terrorist attacks in Kenya. Mr. Obama will travel to his ancestral homeland and visit Ethiopia. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.